This is Matt Wells at UN News. $2,400 billion. That's the expected cost of heat stress to the global economy every year from 2030. And it's a conservative estimate, UN work experts said on Monday. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Catherine Sage from the International Labour Organization warns that developing West African states are likely to be worst hit as they're facing a 5% drop in working hours by the end of the next decade, caused by rising temperatures.
So heat stress refers to a situation where it is too hot to work, or at least too hot to work at a regular, normal intensity. So it affects discomfort, it affects physical function, but it can also have even fatal consequences such as heat stroke. And for us at the ILO, heat stress affects labor productivity, the safety of workers, but it also affects employers and even the global economy.
So by 2030, you're suggesting that we're going to be seeing a 2.2% loss in total working hours worldwide, which is the equivalent of 80 million full-time jobs, and it has a substantial financial value too. Is that surprising?
Yes, actually, we were surprised. We were even shocked that choosing the most conservative assumption of a 1.5 degree increase in global temperature, which is actually very unlikely to be met, and also working with the assumption that outdoor workers work under the shade and not under the sun, we still found that in 2030 there will be a decrease in GDP 1.4% and working hours 2.2%.
What has the reaction been from employers and governments?
Employers are well aware of the problem because this is very much a workplace issue. It is, of course, the obligation of employers to ensure a safe workplace, but for them, the impact can be huge in terms of losses. If you have your employees fainting on construction site, damaging materials and machines because of lack of attention due to the heat, this is definitely a problem that you want to solve. So employers, even in developing countries, have been pushing for better monitoring system of temperature with better information of workers, information of enterprises on the temperature condition. And we know, for example, that in Africa, there's still a huge gap in terms of having the proper weather forecast, weather station, and how this information is conveyed to the population.
You say Africa. Is there anywhere in particular in Africa? Is there somewhere in Asia, perhaps? And is it related to humidity, the heat stress?
Yes, heat stress is not just about heat, but it's also humidity, wind, sun radiation, which makes it the heat we perceive. And in countries which are tropical or subtropical countries, and this is the case of many countries in Africa, we found that the impact is very negative, like in Western Africa, where working hours lost will reach 5% in 2030.
So what can be done? What are the solutions? Do we start working earlier, finish earlier in the day? In places that are really hot, you know, Qatar's going to be hosting the World Cup soon. Mm-hmm. How are they coping? Because their temperatures are far in excess of what we've been experiencing in Europe.
Yes, Qatar and Gulf countries in general, they are very much affected by heat stress. First of all, because they have this extreme temperature, especially in the summer season, but also because a large share of the economy depends on construction. Construction employment is more than 20% in Gulf countries. And we know that most of these workers are migrant workers, and they also face barrier language in terms of receiving the proper information on what is heat stress and how they can first, at the individual level, take some action. And countries in the Gulf have also taken action because, as I said, it's very costly for employers to have workers losing their productivity, and a ban on midday work has been implemented in all of these countries. In some countries, some sectors, it's not just a ban on midday work, but it's also a ban on work during every situation where it is too hot, humid, and taking it into account of a real situation, not just the time during the day. In addition to that, these countries have also taken various measures to improve occupational safety and health. And for example, the United Arab Emirates, they have, with the help of the ILO, they have improved the labor inspectorate system. And the ILO is also supporting Qatar to implement a national occupational safety and health policy with a heat stress component.
One thing I don't think we've covered construction, but also agriculture is a massive, faces a massive impact from heat stress. So which parts of the world are going to be worst affected by the impact on agriculture?
So agriculture will represent 60% of the loss in working hours in 2030. It is the sector's most affected because it's a physical work. So workers in agriculture are more prone to heat stress, and also because workers work outdoors. So for all these reasons. And countries such as Niger, Côte d'Ivoire, Chad, Central Africa, Benin are going to suffer the most from the impact of heat stress, which is going to increase inequality in the world, by the way. If the poorest country, because most of the countries are just quoted, are least developed countries, so we can see that in terms of social equity, this is not a good news.